Hi, thanks for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Oh, Felicia. Are you connected with these crooks out there in Florida?
I'm a call center. I handle billing for over 400 different companies.
Pardon?
I'm a call center where you're calling to, and I handle the billing for over 400 different companies. How can I help you, sir?
Well, okay, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell them these charges are not honored, and I'm.
What is your zip code? I can pull up your account, sir.
I never opened it.
What is your zip code
and
your name?
Pardon?
Your zip code and your name?
I gave it to the lady before me.
But you didn't give it to me. I'm a different person. I'm not the lady before me. Okay, if you want to provide your name and your zip code, I'd be more than happy to help you.
Well, I'll tell you what. I want the $56 and
can I start by getting your name and I can pull up your account to further help you?
May I finish?
Sure you can, but I would have to have your account in front of me before you proceed, sir. May I have your name?
I don't have an account.
Can I have your, you have a name?
Yes, I have a name. Do you have a name?
I do, and I gave you my name at the beginning of the phone call. I'm asking you for your name.
Okay, what is the name of your company?
This is a call center.
What is the name of your company?
HMC.
The call center.
HMC.
H&C?
HMC.
Agency? Like in...
Hotel CIA. Mary Charlie. The letters. Hotel Mary Charlie. HMC.
Gee. Okay. You want my name. It's Martin Rosson. R-O-S-S-O-N.
And your zip code, Mark.
May I tell you what I would like done?
Yes, once I get your account in front of me, you more certainly can, sir. Can you verify your address?
No, you guys been mailing stuff to me. You obviously have my address.
Okay, and before I can proceed with pulling up your account, you have to give me your address so I can proceed?
I will give you the street number. I will give you the address. 361 Hanover Avenue. That's all you're going to get.
Thank you. Continue holding while your account is loading. Okay, it looks like you went online and signed up for the trial offer of the streaming device. You paid the $7.95 for shipping. The streaming device?
What streaming device?
Streaming device?
What streaming device?
Okay, it looks like you completed a survey with Costco or Amazon, and the streaming device that was shipped out to you allow you to stream movies.
$56.95?
That's the monthly membership. You initially paid $7.95 for shipping, and you have the monthly membership, which is $56.95.
I've got another one on 210 for $7.95. I don't want any of that stuff. I want all that money returned.
The agent canceled your account. That stops any reoccurring orders. And I do see that she issued your...
I want the account canceled and these charges off.
Okay, so she got you a courtesy refund for that most recent transaction?
I didn't authorize it. That is stepped.
Did you read over the terms and conditions?
I'm sure that we can have somebody from the police department or consumer services come over there and look at it. I can arrange that. Where are you located?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me?
Where are you located?
I'm at a remote location, sir. I'm a call center.
I don't care remote. You've got to have a location because you got a telephone number.
Okay, sir, let me pull up that account information. So that refund that she applied back to your card would be credited back within the next 3 to 5 business days.
What refund?
She gave you a courtesy refund for $56.95.
Okay, and for the $7.95 too.
Okay, that was shipped. The device was shipped to your address. Did you receive it?
That's not my problem. I did not order anything like that. So I don't
Okay.
care whether you shift it to my address or not. I guess we can call that as wasting property on my,
Well, what
throwing
we'll do is
garbage
we'll
on my
contact the
property.
local police department and we'll provide
No,
them your
I'm.
IP address. So once they get your IP address, that will give the location of where the order was placed from. We do penalize anyone who makes a false claim. So once the police department run the IP address and get that location, then they will penalize whomever placed that order. So I will go ahead and get a full refund
I
credit.
don't want a replacement order. I don't want anything like that.
I say a police report. We're going to contact the police department and give them your IP address. If that
Yes.
IP address comes back to your location, you're going to be
Well, that's
penalized.
only because I gave you my ID address,
No,
not because
I
you knew
said
it.
your IP, which is your information when the order was placed on your computer. So whenever that order
Go
was
ahead.
placed,
Go ahead. Because I
okay,
didn't
so I'll
place
go
the
ahead and get
order
a
on my
refund
computer.
credited back. And once that
Ma'am,
investigation is
I
completed, we'll
didn't place
contact
the
you
order
back.
on my computer. Is there some problem with your hearing? I did not place the
Even if
order on my computer.
it
But
could have
I
been a
think
cell
you should
phone.
do that. I think you should do that. Because if not, then I'm going to go ahead and have problems with you
That's totally fine.
and
So
your
I'll go ahead and
company.
notify the police department, sir. We'll start the investigation. There will be a courtesy refund credited to your account for the charges. And then once we finish the investigation, we'll contact you back. Is there anything else for you?
Yes, I would like to have the police department in your area can do it. My police department, I don't know what they're going to do, but I didn't order any of this stuff.
Okay, once the investigation comes back, it'll tell us where the order was placed from.
No,
Okay?
we're not going to wait until the question, because at that point, I start charging interest of 10% a month, which is allowed in California.
Okay, is there anything else for you, sir?
Boy, I think you should think about whether you're going to be going to heaven or someplace else when you die. You
All
know,
righty.
when you get connected with crooks. But yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I welcome the police to come and take a look. Because
Okay,
if
Mr.
they
Martin.
don't find it, then they can go after you. And a
Okay.
third party is just as problem because you don't even tell me the name of the company that sent this stuff to me.
Okay.
So you see,
So.
that's why it doesn't work.
Okay,
You're
so I
not a
went ahead
third
and got
party.
everything
You
notated.
didn't send a damn. You did not send a damn thing to me.
Oh, you're
Somebody
using
else
that
sent it,
language,
but
but you
not
just
you.
spoke to me about heaven.
Pardon?
Is there? I said you're using that foul language, but you just spoke to me about heaven.
Well, I just said you're probably not going to make it there because
But you also using foul language.
Well, I think you know, sometimes
Oh,
we have to do
is there
that to be
anything
able to
else? No,
communicate.
I don't think so. Is there anything else for you, sir?
Yeah. If I don't see some action within 20 days, 20 days, I'm going to go to the, anyway, I'm going to cancel all these charges here.
We've canceled your account. There'll be a refund credit within 3 to 5 business days, and we'll notify you when
I
the police
don't
department
care.
notifies us.
Then you got the rest of the things. How can you cancel give me a refund if you don't even know the company that sent me the stuff?
It's going to be credited back to your card on file, which is your Visa card, ending in 1789.
What does that have to do with stealing from people?
No one stole from you. That was an order placed and is now being investigated.
I never placed an order. You
Well, that's why I said it's being investigated.
That's okay. I will handle it from here.
Your refund will be credited back within 3 to 5 business days. Your account is closed out. Is there anything else for you?
No.
Have a good night. Thanks for calling customer care.
Yeah, thank you so much.